I think the fact that President Saul was being very explicit about that draws an important level of attention, the serious side effects that are affecting Africa as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Some countries have been hurting more than others in Africa. Can you give us an idea of some of those countries with the food shortages?
It's a good point that the effects in Africa are not uniform. And countries that have been most affected are those who receive most of their grain from Ukraine and Russia. And so Egypt, Nigeria, Sudan, Tanzania, Senegal, Kenya, South Africa, those are the countries that have been most directly impacted. Globally have increased on average about 33% from a year ago. In some places, it's far higher than that. And so most every country in the world and in Africa have been affected. And of course, when people are already living near the margin, don't have a lot of disposable income, those increases in food prices, you know, affect how much people have to eat every day.
Do you think that Saul had any impact on Mr. Putin's frame of mind about this? And will it make a difference in where things stand right now with the grain coming out of Russia and Ukraine?
Well, I think it's too early to say. The Russians have attempted to put the food crisis as a result of Western sanctions rather than as a result of Russia's invasion and the blockading of the Ukrainian ports. And so I think on the one hand, you know, Russia's likely to just continue to use the crisis as a means of blaming the West. Now, the fact that the African delegation was so direct in appealing to Putin may open up a door, and it may give Russia an opportunity to present itself as a magnanimous international actor that, you know, will make allowances and special efforts to try and help, you know, Russia's African partners.
Do you think that Saul's pleading with Putin will change the minds of the international community about the sanctions?
So I think it's an important distinction to make that while the Russians are trying to put the focus on the sanctions as the cause of the food shortages, that's really not the driver of what's happening. It's the Russian invasion, the Russian blockade of Ukrainian ports that is preventing that grain from getting out. The Western sanctions have explicitly not included grain from Russia.
So it's a false argument on Russia's part, you're saying?
That's right. That's right. They're trying to distract attention from the fact that Russia is the main driver of this spike in food prices.